The story of Asian peoples in the Americas goes back longer than expected. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Diego Luis, assistant professor of Latin American history at Tufts University, examines this history through one individual.
In 1688, a local hero passed away in the city of Puebla in Mexico. Her name was Catarina de San Juan, and she had been born far from Mexico in South Asia. She was just 9 years old when Portuguese enslavers captured her. The Portuguese took her to Manila in the Philippines and sold her to Spanish colonists. These Spaniards then put her on a galleon that crossed the Pacific for Mexico. In Puebla, she became free when her enslaver died, and after, she devoted herself to a holy life of isolation and pious suffering. The sight of a free, devout South Asian woman in 17th century Puebla was an unusual one, and she attracted followers who celebrated her as a symbol of the global reach of Catholicism. However, Catarina was not the only person of Asian origin to arrive in colonial Mexico. In fact, the Spanish trans-Pacific slave trade was responsible for the arrival of thousands of Asians in the Americas beginning in the 16th century. Many Asians made the Pacific crossing willingly too, as sailors, soldiers, and artisans of various kinds. Catarina was one of the few whose names have been remembered. Her life is a window into the thousands of others about whom only fragments can be recovered. Even though she left this world 336 years ago, hers should be a household name for anyone curious about Asian American history or the history of slavery.
That was Diego Luis of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.